to turn this thing around and head back home. We know we got a lot of fans that have been waiting a long time to watch playoff hockey, and we're looking forward to getting back in that building and turn this thing around.
How much difference will that make, you think?
I think it's going to make a huge difference. We can feed off that energy, use that to our advantage, and just getting back home, back in a, in our own houses, and see the families, and kind of regroup that way. I know it's only been two games here, but being here the whole week and going through those games, those are tough games. You know, they're hard, physical, tough battles, and especially with the way the games went. In the third period there. Being so close and not a lot of offense and those tight games. So to get home, get a little bit of a shot in the arm, a little change up, and like I said, just being back in our own building in front of our fans, we're really looking forward to it.
How much do you worry about the how, Drew, how the losses occurred as opposed to the how many with the two?
It doesn't matter. I mean, you lose with, whatever it was, 20 seconds left, or, you lose 4-1. A loss is a loss in the playoffs. And it's one of those things where, we have to find ways to get better. And that's collectively as a group. We need to find a way to make that push, that extra push. I mean, the way the games have gone, I don't think for game three we're going to change any style of how we're playing. I think one thing we need to address and change is just everyone raising their level of play. But other than that, the way the games have gone, they're tough. There's not a lot of room out there, and physically, it's definitely challenging for both sides. So we're going to try and keep that up, and like I said, at the same time, find a way.
You mentioned that extra push. They're finding that in the third period. What's different between the two teams right now in that regard?
I'm not sure if there's a direct answer there. They just happened to, like you said, make that push, and we didn't. So we need to find a way, like I said. We don't plan on changing the style of how we're playing as far as that physicality and that pace, because it's gotten us in a position to win both games going into the third period. I think we just need to, like I said, as a group, everyone needs to find a way to raise their level of play and get up to that next level where we can make that push ourselves. And, like I said, it starts with that first game coming back.
Paul Maurice has talked about the style of game you guys play can wear you down. You guys had a somewhat optional practice the day before because of that time to recover. Is that affecting you guys in the third period, your ability to get as much legs as you can?
I'm not sure. I don't think that's the case. It's just the way the games have gone. It's tough to really pinpoint one reason. Once again, special teams were a factor in the second game. That's one area, I guess, specifically that we can address today. And like I said, overall, 5-on-5, we survived their push in the first. Especially when we were down two, we had some great kills. And second period, we started getting more pucks to the net, and unfortunately, the game was tied, with under a minute left. So it was one of those things, like I said, where we need to just make sure that everyone doesn't change the style and the pace and the physicality, but at the same time, everyone just needs to find a way to be better.
There was a lot of talk about discipline going into that game. In the dressing room, was there enough discipline in that game shown by this team?
Not enough, because they scored another power play goal. I give our kill a lot of credit, especially early on, the way that they worked and killing off that 5-on-3. I mean, that's huge for us, especially with all the shots. Pav was getting bombarded, and our kill stood in there, and they worked their butts off. So you got to give them a lot of credit for keeping us in it. But at the same time, just the way the game went, and we need to find a way once again to everyone just try and get better. We need everyone to raise their level.
But the emotions in these last two games, is it tricky to try and turn tomorrow into an opportunity to make it 2-1 as opposed to a fear of 3-0?
Well, you can't think of that. We just need to play. We need to go out and play. We need to enjoy it, enjoy being home, enjoy that atmosphere. We know it's going to be unbelievable there, you know, especially with the way the last two games have gone, extremely tight, close games. So, you know, we're just looking forward to getting back home and, you know, getting out and getting that for that another opportunity to, you know, get that first win.
Drew, what do you have to lean on as a team that give you faith that you can get back in the series?
I think we just need to make sure we're picking each other up. You know, we need to stick with each other. I mean, it's the type of group that we have in this room. We are a family. We pick each other up when, you know, we were going through some tough times near the end with some of the injuries and some of the losses and crawling into the playoffs. I think that character is what got us over the hump to get into the playoffs, and I think we're gonna lean on that character and that you know, I guess the way we've handled adversity before this season and carry that over into you know, this situation.
Yeah, I've flirted with adversity before. Is there a fear that you've gone too far in that vein of things? Put yourself into that as well.
Well, it's not right now. I mean, we're not thinking that now. So, you know, we have a great opportunity to head home and put on a show for our fans in game three. And like I said, bottom line is, obviously there's nothing we can do about these last two games. We have to take what you can from it. But, yeah, we're feeling just fine right now. We're ready to go. We're going to be jacked up for game three.
This part of
Yeah, that's huge. I mean, you look at after game one, you know, when a lot of teams are around the league, lost their first game, you know, a lot of people might be thinking, oh, it's over. I mean, it's not. I mean, it's just, we expect this to be a long series. We expect it to be a battle all the way till the end, no matter how long it takes. And, you know, we would have won last night. We could have won game one as well. We had a lead in the third period, both games. Unfortunately, it slipped away, but at the same time, you know, could have gone the other way for us. And, you know, we're looking to turn that tide in game three, and before you know it, it's 2-1, and then we'll go from there.